Well, as we've been hearing, revelations that the FBI had reopened its investigation into Hillary Clinton's deleted emails has absolutely re-energised Donald Trump's campaign, and the two presidential candidates are now neck and neck in the polls. But there is one group of voters that could deny Donald Trump the White House, and it's a fairly unlikely group at that, religiously motivated women voters. Andrew West joins us now from the Religion and Ethics Report. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, Fran.
So we are 1 week out now from the US presidential election. You've been going through the polling data from religious voters, which I'm impressed by. What do the numbers say about this crucial group?
Well, they do wax and wane a bit, but overall, the New York Times is reporting just recently that 65% of white evangelicals, which really is the base of the Republican Party, will still vote for Donald Trump. Now, 65% in normal anyone's language would seem a very comfortable vote. That is about 15% below what it should be. For women white evangelicals, the vote is as low as 58%. Now, again, you'd say that's a pretty comfortable majority. But when you think about the votes that Mitt Romney, who was a Mormon, someone of whom white evangelicals were quite suspicious, Mitt Romney was getting 75 to 78%. For Donald Trump to only be getting 58% of white evangelical women votes is,
a potentially suppression of the Republican
vote. That's right. And this is, and despite the evening of the polls, this is one crucial demographic that he would be relying on that may not deliver him enough votes.
It's interesting that Donald Trump has divided even conservative religious leaders. I mean, some are saying never Trump. Others have basically calling him a useful pagan.
I love that term. Yes, well, you know, the old Cold War phrase, useful idiot, about people who were supposedly supplicants of the Soviet Union. But a lot of religious leaders who've justified their support for Donald Trump go back to, you wouldn't glorify it as a doctrine, go back to a philosophy in the 1970s and the 1980s developed by Francis Schaeffer, who was a legendary evangelical intellectual. He was trying to convince Jerry Falwell to throw his lot in with Republicans. And he said, look, in the Old Testament, God used pagans for his own purposes. Well, now you've effectively got people like Jerry Falwell's son and grandson. You've got other evangelicals who have signed up to the Donald Trump campaign, fully knowing about Trump's great personal failures. They're saying, well, look, Trump may well be a pagan figure in that historic sense, but he is a useful pagan in the sense that he will advance our shared concerns. They're saying we don't have any shared values with Donald Trump. What we have are shared concerns. You and I have discussed before the concern is about the Supreme Court and appointments to the Supreme Court. But yes, it's a very odd phrase, but they think of Donald Trump almost in pagan sense, but he could advance their cause.
And the religious right's been working to a very effective playbook going back 25 years. So what is it?
Yeah.
And is that going to still work for Trump?
Well, it may not work for Trump, but it may help the Republican Party maintain its control of the Congress. Back in 1992, regardless of what you think of him and the causes that he pushed, Ralph Reed, who was the head of the Christian Coalition, had a philosophy where he said, I am like a gorilla. I paint my face, I travel at night, you don't know it's over until the body's in the bag. And what Ralph Reed was talking about was effectively the surreptitious campaigns that conservative Christians would run under the radar. They would deliberately pick races that were not competitively held, school board races, local council and city council races, races for the state governments. And this is where they used those positions to gain influence. And from there, they built their influence, rising to 2000, when, of course, an evangelical Christian in George W. Bush was elected. So this is the playbook that they've been using. Now, will it help Donald Trump? Maybe not, but it may help the Republicans and religious conservatives where they think it really matters, and that is holding lower level local offices, because they say these are the offices that control our lives.
Yeah.
The school board, for example, that determines what our kids are taught.
Well, we'll know soon enough, Andrew. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Fran.
Andrew West. And you can hear more from Andrew about the US presidential race and the part religion's playing in it on the Religion and Ethics Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.